Week 5 of the high school football is upon us, and we are ready to talk with our WEVA co-head football coaches, our Austin Stoke and Isaac Schaffers. Gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Tyler.
Absolutely. So, guys, we're coming into Week 5. You guys are hot off of two back-to-back wins, really good wins against Glynn-Ralston and River Valley. So, first of all, congratulations on that Week 4 win over River Valley. So, for those people who maybe didn't get the chance to go down to that game or see the recap, give us a quick recap of what you saw from your guys in Week 4.
On Week 4, basically the whole game, everyone executed pretty well. Yeah, everyone did their job. Defensive-wise, we did a good job. Make sure we did good at cover two. Line got good pressure. Offensive-wise, we just did a good job executing our X's and O's. Again, line did a great job guarding our run blocks and pass blocks, and that gave Will plenty of time to throw to our great receivers and had a great time with that. So, yeah.
There we go. Obviously, we're getting into Week 5, so we're already past the halfway point of the season. Wanted to ask you guys just about the production you've seen from your kids so far. How do you feel the offense and defense are developing coming into this week?
Really, really well, I think. Especially from Week 1, as we've talked before, we got some freshmen that are stepping up and stepping right into varsity football with the numbers that we have. So, those guys especially are doing a really good job progressing each and every week. They do a good job coming in to watch film on Monday after Friday night games, and we really try to break some things down for them, everybody kind of specifically. And I feel like the guys do a good job on Tuesdays and Wednesdays of trying to fix or correct what they need to in coverage or schematically blocking or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, I think our guys have came a long way so far, and I think and I hope that they understand that, we can't stay complacent with where we're at. We're only in Week 5, and we got to continue to work and work every single day. And I think our guys have done that so far. It's just a matter of staying focused and riding the ship through the 8 weeks of the regular season.
Right. Well, and especially in the district that you guys are in, I mean, you guys have Kingsley Pearson, Remsen St. Mary's, Noel Fonda, some of the top teams in 8-man. So definitely, keeping that focus through this week is going to be crucial. So what has it kind of been like on the backside of life? You mentioned watching film and staying focused. How hungry are these guys still in practice this week?
Every week, they're still hungry. They know they left some on the table for the first 2 weeks, and then they'll just try to prove to themselves and everyone else, like, hey, the first two games were kind of just unlucky, and they're just hungry and want to make sure we finish the year strong to make that final push for the playoffs here.
Right, we're coming up to that soon. This Friday is a big, big game for you guys. Homecoming for our WEVA. You guys get Siouxland Christian. Glynn and Ralston face off against them last week, got a W there. So what are some of the things you expect to see from them based on film?
They have a pretty good quarterback who has a lot of their carries. They have a couple receivers. One of them is pretty decent sized, and one of them runs very hard, and the other one just runs extremely good routes. And they have some good combo routes that they run with a motion kind of out of a four wide set. And we've also, kind of been told and seen on film that, they have pretty good energy. They're a team that stays positive the entire time. So, we understand them, and we keep reminding our guys that you got to try to stay on top if you get on top, and, try to match their intensity level because, we've seen it on film. You can kind of see them jumping up and down on the sidelines. If they get down a little bit, they have a couple big plays, they tend to have a lot of energy going. And that can shift momentum pretty easily. So our guys understand that we just need to be focused from the first snap and play four quarters of football.
Absolutely right. And, kind of looking at who you faced so far here this season, you had Glynn and Ralston, who had a pretty good run offense, and also River Valley, who had a pretty strong rushing offense as well. Here this week, you mentioned it, Coach Stoke, this is going to be an offense that passes a lot more than what you've known coming up into this game. A.J. Gostech, and hopefully I'm saying that name right, 41 of 92 this season, 374 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. One of his favorite guys to throw to is Deshaun Wells, 116 yards, 3 touchdowns. So do you believe that their passing offense is going to be a really good challenge for you guys on defense this week?
Yeah, again, like Coach Stokes said, they have some good combination routes that could may potentially confuse our guys, but I think at practice we ironed those stuff out. So, but at the same time, they have great combination routes every week. I'm assuming they're probably throw a new loop into their system, so you've got to kind of watch out for that. But all in all, I mean, they have a solid passing team, so we just got to make sure we have pressure and our D-backs and everyone in coverage just communicate and make sure we play our zones.
And, you know, I know that Suitland Christian coming into this week is still winless 0-4, but, you know, every single game you don't really want to look at their record. You want to look at the guys that they have. And the other thing that they kind of bring to the table is a pretty strong defensive core. So what's sort of going to be the way to get past that defense and score some points here in this game?
Yeah, what we've seen on film, they kind of like to load it up at the second level, not necessarily at the point of attack on the line of scrimmage. So, you know, we might try to get some interior runs going. Fire off the ball quickly is key against these guys. Fire off quickly. They do have a nose guard that is extremely quick, in one of their defensive tackles as well as quick. So, our guys understand that we have to fire off right when the ball is snapped. And we're going to kind of stick with the game plan we have offensively on the ground. And then, you know, throwing some passing loops in there, but our guys are going to, you know, they understand that what the game plan is, and I know that they'll adapt to whatever needs to be done as the game goes along.
And, you know, it's hard to believe that we're coming into the final 4 weeks of the regular season, and we got the playoffs that are on the horizon. So talk to me a little bit about what are some goals you guys would like to meet with your guys in the second half of this regular season?
I mean, obviously try and win out or at least keep games close. The ultimate goal is just try to get better each week and prove to ourselves and everyone else that we are a team that can compete with everyone else. That's the ultimate goal here.
Yeah, and I'm just going to chime in quick on that. Our guys, you know, we try to preach to them that, you know, you look at even Friday night doesn't matter until tomorrow. A mental day tomorrow matters, you know, a crisp mental day tomorrow. Next Friday doesn't matter until this Friday matters. So, yeah, it's a matter of breaking things down then. Each and every day is important because if you're not working, the other team is, for one, and for two, you got to be working harder than the other team is and being more focused the time that you're here at practice. Our guys, you know, it's homecoming week, and we kind of told them we know that they're going to have distractions. That's just how homecoming week is, but our guys understand that when they come on the football field, they need to be focused and locked in for practice, and I think they have been so far this week.
And, you know, Coach Stoke, I think that kind of speaks to what we talked about in that post-game interview at Glenn and Ralston. You had mentioned that you're all about the kids, and, you know, you wanted to teach them not only football lessons but life lessons. So do you feel like, you know, so far here this season, you've done a good job of not only teaching them the skills for football but also the skills of life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to, you know, I'm just going to do my best at that. I'm not here to, you know, monitor how well we do that as a coaching staff,
yep.
But that's for others to do. But that's, you know, that's definitely a goal of ours, Tyler. That is a big thing, and I think we can all mutually say that as a staff. You know, we want the guys to win because, you know, having fun is winning, and winning is having fun. So, you know, but as far as life lessons, you know, that's one of the number one things to us as a staff. Yeah, and I do think our guys are working hard day in and day out, which is, you know, stuff you're going to have later in life. The character's been pretty well throughout the year. Consistency, just a lot of little things, a lot of intangible stuff that our guys have grown on since week one, and we hope to have it continue, not only for the rest of the weeks, but, yeah, you know, as they get past high school as well.
There we go. Well, guys, is there anything else you'd like to mention about this Suitland Christian matchup we maybe didn't mention here today, or just anything else in general about this this next second half of the regular season?
For Suitland, I mean, their line and D-line is pretty good. One challenging thing that they bring is chop blocking on offense. So this week we've been practicing how to defend the chop block and try to protect ourselves because because we got to make sure we stay healthy the next second half of the season, definitely, because next three games after this one are really tough and really important. Mm-hmm. So definitely make sure we're staying healthy. That's kind of the key factor here for this game, I guess you could say.
We're absolutely right. This is going to be a challenge for you guys coming up after this week. But I'll tell you what, excited to see you guys go up against Sula and Christian. It's homecoming week, so, of course, don't party too hard, and we wish you good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
We won't. Don't worry, Tyler.